Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Since the founding of America, attitudes toward nature have changed, and they continue to do so. Early pioneers maintained a European mindset, considering nature an entity to be conquered, civilized, and rid of competing wild beasts as necessary. The theory of manifest destiny reflected a theological belief that settlers were divinely appointed to use the earth for the enhancement of civilization, no holds barred. Such attitudes eventually led to the decimation of Native Americans and the extinction or near extinction of several animals. Barely tempering this prevalent thought in the 1830s and 1840s, the poets Byron and Wordsworth, an artist associated with the Hudson River School of Painting, championed a romantic attitude in which nature was promoted for its aesthetic values. With his publication of Walden in 1854, Henry David Thoreau argued not for sentimentality, but for the wisdom of seeking God in nature. His position contained the embryonic thoughts of what later became known as the preservation attitude. The aftermath of the Civil War left a country wallowing in Reconstruction and soon to begin a broad-based assault on the wild flora and fauna of North America. Two factors fueled the destruction: new technology and the rush to rebuild the South. Both resulted in the near total elimination of virgin forests in the eastern United States. Wildlife was not spared. Within two generations of the war, regional and global extinctions of such species as eastern elk, red wolves, ivory-billed woodpeckers, whooping cranes, Carolina parakeets, and passenger pigeons occurred. The saga of American bison, plume-bearing wading birds, East Coast fisheries, and waterfowl is well documented. Wildlife populations plunged because of loss of habitat and direct overexploitation, such as market hunting, that accelerated with the development of railroads and refrigeration. The biblical mandate to subdue the earth was pursued in earnest, and few protested. The tide began to turn after misuse of natural resources of the eastern United States peaked, and large-scale clearing of western forest along with the slaughter of millions of bison began. Enough influential people valued a frontier of some sort that the preservationist movement was born to set aside and protect at least a small part of it. The era of conservation followed with intense efforts to manage and enhance the remaining populations of plants and animals, especially those with monetary or sporting value. The present area of conservation biology attempts to address flora and fauna on a broad landscape scale encompassing all ecosystems on the planet. In the history of humans and nature, the challenges are unprecedented.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.